Welcome, friends, to the Someone Gets Me podcast. I am your host, Diane Allen, and I am so delighted that you're here. This podcast was created because I believe there is a visionary leader inside each one of us who is waiting to be seen. In each episode of Someone Gets Me, you will hear useful tips from successful visionaries who will share their stories about how being seen has allowed them to take their vision out into the world with action. Hi, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about how to find your authentic power by using a neutral zone. I'm Diane Allen, and I'm here to share with you 6 amazing steps you can take to use a neutral zone to find your authentic, real power. I work with visionary leaders all over the place, whether young and old. And a big thing that comes up all the time is authenticity. But more than that, it's the authentic power that they're looking for. We're all looking to have our own inner power show up in a way that's productive, successful, and makes us feel alive and happy and great, right? And so authentic power is not about ego, it's not about control, it's not about fear. But what it is about living from who you really are, your core self, and allowing that core of you to show up in the world in a magnificent way, whatever that looks like. It can come in many forms. It could come in the form of how you do the dishes, how you pet your dog, how you interact with other people, how you treat yourself when no one's looking. That's our authenticity. What we're doing on the outside to pretend, that's not our authenticity, that's pretending. And sadly, we live in a culture that teaches us to put on multiple masks all the time and be whoever somebody around us wants us to be. Well, that worked years ago a little bit. It doesn't work anymore. It causes much too much inner pain and turmoil. And then people wake up one day and look at somebody who they've known for a long time and said, I don't even know you. And it's not because somebody necessarily was wrong. I don't want to look at it that way. But I do see it as if I'm out of alignment with who I am authentically and stepping into my power authentically, and then people, including myself, get a completely a different viewpoint of who I really am. And the truth is, who I am and who you are is perfect and whole exactly the way we are. Any mistake we've made, any upset we've caused, anything that's happened to us has created veils and disconnect and all kinds of stuff. But it's impossible to change our core, authentic, real self. It's impossible. That's how come sometimes people who've been through huge adversity can come out even more bright because they finally, because they're trying to save their life in a lot of ways, have to go deep within and connect to that authentic core power in order to show up in the world, and sometimes in order to stay alive. I work with a lot of people who have suffered with addiction over the years, and that's that story. You can stop using, but you have to go deep within if you want to feel alive. So that's what this video is about, is how to take a neutral zone, use a neutral zone time in order to really connect to and live from your authentic power. So we have 6 things, and let's start with number 1. And number 1 is to have a protected and dedicated time for you every day. Protected and dedicated. That means that you have it scheduled, you know when your time for you is, and you protect it, meaning you don't overbook it, you don't schedule anything on top of it, and you don't allow yourself to be disturbed. Now, we live in a society that says if I, you know, my phone rings or I get a text, I have to answer it right then. That's why there's all the laws now about distracted driving, because we know we have to answer right away. And people even look for me, and if I don't answer right away, they think something's wrong. Well, no, maybe I'm taking care of myself, or maybe I'm working with somebody, or just maybe I'm not staring at my phone in that moment. So we want to start to release the addiction to holding on to that external stimulus and have protected, dedicated time for ourselves. Some people do that in meditation. Some people do that in walking in nature. Some people might do that just in taking quiet time. But we want to have it just for us. Now, some people who are very sensitive, which I'm an empath and I'm very sensitive as well. So I do more than one quiet time for myself during a day if it's a busy day. So my rule of thumb is the busier the day or the more activity, then the more little quiet times I give myself. Usually I do about 15 or 20 minutes and I give myself a break. I focus on my breathing so that I'm getting air and my nervous system can relax and decompress. I'm not having any stimulus going on, so my brain can take a break and all of me can just come to myself in an honorable way. By protecting and dedicating the time, you are honoring yourself. And if you're not honoring yourself first, it's impossible to do it for anyone else. It's just not possible. So honor yourself first. Put it in your calendar. It's in my calendar. And then honor it, protect it, and dedicate it. Because the truth is, you're protecting yourself. And then you dedicate time to yourself, you're saying, I am important enough and I'm valuable enough and I love myself enough to take a stand for me in a healthy way, right? So that's step number one, is regular time. Now, part of step number one as well is to have a place that is like your safety zone. I have a special chair I meditate in most times. And whenever I sit in that chair, I can feel the anchoring of that I meditate in that chair. But it's a special place for me. So if I'm having a particularly stressful day or sometimes the traffic's really off or something, then that's the chair I meditate in. So we want to have dedicated, protected spaces for ourselves. They're, you know, an adult quiet spot, right? Where you can be in a place where it's yours and protected. I work with a lot of families of very sensitive, intuitive, gifted people. And one of the things I help teach them is this protected, dedicated time, but also to have honorable space. So if you're in a family or in a group of people and everybody's used to just walking through doors or just calling out your name and expecting you to answer, you want to teach everyone that when I'm in this chair or when the door is closed, when maybe it's not always closed, that means give me some space. So I had a mom one time and she had all these young children and she was like, oh my God, I can't get the dedicated time and space. And so finally she figured out that if she went to the bathroom, people wouldn't knock on the door and bother her when she was in the bathroom. So she would go in there and just sit down on the floor and take herself 10 or 15 minutes and then go back out again and everything was fine. So you can be creative and find a way to have time and space that's protected and dedicated from yourself. That's a neutral zone. That's a place where you can connect to your authentic power to move forward. So here's number two. Begin a log of all your insights and awarenesses that you have when you're in this neutral zone time. So I have a hardbound book because I believe if your life is worth living, it's worth recording. So I have a hardbound journal that's really pretty that I like. I also have a pen that I love to write with that does not drag, it feels good to my hand, it's the right weight. So I suggest you invest in those things. And then you have a log. It's not the same as journaling necessarily. For me, the log is, I had this idea or this awareness. Like this morning in my neutral zone, earlier today, I was spending it out in nature and I had some awarenesses that I knew would support one of my clients I'm working with. We had a very long session yesterday and I just had all these awarenesses. So immediately when I was done with my neutral zone time, I wrote those things down on the log. Our brain will forget them, and I don't want to forget it. And the awarenesses most likely apply to me and or others as well. So then I can go back and look at it and see how I want to proceed, what I want to share with my client or what to do with it. I always write my awarenesses down, especially the ones that make no sense. Sometimes I will have an awareness when I'm being quiet and going within that doesn't seem to make sense. But what I've learned over the many years of doing this is that over time, some of those things that make no sense start to make sense. So sometimes your brain starts picking up information, your soul, your intuition, your emotions, all of your being, when it's quiet, is giving you information that's valuable and vital for your life, but you don't always see it. So write it all down, whether it makes sense or not, and keep a log. You can go back and look at it or not, share it with someone or not. That's not the point. The point is honoring yourself by documenting the amazing ideas that come to you, especially the ones that don't make sense. Make sure you write those down. So it's always important to have a log and honor the log, right? Don't just diss it or say, oh, I'll remember that later. Because our human memory will change. It will smooth over things. It will forget things. It will change over time. So that idea of, oh, I'll remember it later, it's not true. You'll remember pieces of it, but not in the same way. And it's important to capture it in the same, as close to the same feeling as when it comes through. Number three is to take this time in this pause to write something creative about your life, like your memoirs or maybe your autobiography. And the reason why I say this is that if your life is worth living, it is worth recording. It is worth honoring your journey and your path. So some people publish their memoirs. That doesn't have to be the goal. But all of our stories are so unique and so amazing. And, you know, years and years ago, I didn't see the value in that at all. I didn't. I was like, why are people writing all these things about their life and their stories? And I loved reading memoirs and I love reading the stories, but I never really connected. And then in the last several decades, I have connected with it. And I'm like, you know, it's important to honor our stories and write it out. So take some time during the quiet time or right after and write a snippet, write a little part of your story, maybe something that comes through, something that's important to you, a belief system you have, a relationship maybe that you lost and you miss, or a relationship you value, or a relationship or a situation or an experience you would like to see, right? And I just have a journal I write it in, and I also have a place on my computer because sometimes I feel like typing. Handwriting is, for me, a little better, right? So you take the time during the pause to say, huh, what's a cool story about myself that I want to write about? Or maybe it just pops in. And what I've done is I've made myself an alter ego name. And the alter ego name I use is Penelope. I love to say that word, Penelope. It sounds fun. And it's because I had this friend in high school, and her name was Penelope. And she went by Penny, but she went by Penelope. That was her real name. And I would call her Penelope, and she was so fun. We had a blast together all the time. And I was the introverted, kind of serious person, and she was the go-for-it person. So we made a great tandem, and she was really powerful in my life. At that time frame, I've always remembered her, and I've always remembered how she touched my heart. And so I name myself in my little autobiography snippets Penelope. And then I have names for everybody else. So none of the names are real. And I thought, maybe I'm going to make myself a novel out of it. Like make some kind of mystery, drama, humor novel out of all the different clips of my life and then fill it in with other fun stuff. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe I'll add that to all my books. It's kind of fun to honor our authentic real self at all these different times in our life. I just found a photo the other day of a picture from 1977, and my brother and I are in it, and he had long hair at the time, and my hair was really long, and it was all just kind of amazing. And I looked at it and went, wow. And that was the snippet that I wrote about this morning. I just put a little bit down. It doesn't have to be a lot, but to help honor your authentic self, help connect with your inner power, help connect with who you are as a vital, live human being. See, you are vital and you are needed here in this world. You wouldn't be listening to me if that wasn't the case, period, you wouldn't. So it's time to start honoring your journey, and it's time to start saying, you know something, I went through some hard stuff and I'm here on the other side of it. That means I'm strong, that means I'm powerful, that means I'm fully equipped to deal with life has to offer me or deal to me. I can change my consciousness. I am in control of my life. We have free will, folks. So let's use it for our benefit, not our demise. Let's use it for our benefit. So honor yourself by writing a little bit after the pause or during the pause about your life. It doesn't have to be long. It could be long though. I had one client one time who wrote their autobiography after several pauses, and I think within a month he wrote like 200 pages, really tiny writing. And it was so detailed, it was stunning to me. I don't remember things in that kind of detail. I remember more vibe and feeling and how it goes and some really strong detail, but not like this. And he honored himself. And this person now has excelled in their career way beyond where they were before. But to me, what's really cool, his adult children now and his wife and his family have such great respect because they didn't know his journey. They didn't know how he was experiencing life, and now they have more awareness so they can honor him more as he honors himself. And that's the point here. You want to honor yourself so that as other people are in your world, they learn to honor your journey. So when you run into someone who's honored themselves in their journey, then you have the opportunity to honor that as well. It makes all of our lives make much more sense. Got that? Okay, number four. Take the opportunity to discover what you really want. Like, what do you really want out of life? So we're here, we're born, we're doing stuff, whatever it is. What do you want? You know, I used to say, oh, I want the highest good, or I want everything to be wonderful. And that's great, but it's not specific. And we get what we want, and we are healthy when we're specific. Now, I've also learned over the years to be very specific and also to say this or something better. This pearl necklace is an example. It was my birthday coming up, and I thought, I want to buy myself something that I will really enjoy wearing. And I thought, pearls would be nice. So I was thinking of these little tiny pearls in a long chain. That's what I was thinking. And then I went shopping, and I looked around, didn't see anything I liked. And then I was just walking by, and these pearls jumped out at me. Now, they're way bigger than I thought they were, but I think they look kind of nice. And in fact, I like them a lot. I loved them so much. And then I found out they were like 70% off. And then I got another 20% off that because I was the member of the store's credit card, you know? And so I ended up getting these for a fraction of what they would have cost. And I wasn't even looking for them. And I love them, and I get so many compliments on them. So what do you really want? That's kind of a material thing, but now let's talk about what do you really want in a relationship? Not what you don't want. People will always tell me, you know, well, I don't want the person to lie, and I want the person to this, and no, what do you want? Like, I was looking for an assistant and somebody to hire for my business, and I'm like, okay, well, what do I want? And my first thing my brain started saying is what I don't want. And I'm like, no. What do you want, Diane? What do you really want? What do you want this person to be? What qualities do you want? What skills do you want? What kind of relationship do you want with them? What are you going to want out of them? Like, what do you want? Be specific. And I had to work with myself a little bit to get really specific about what I want. Same thing with where I live. Same thing with where you live. If you're sitting here and you're talking to me, you're listening to me, and you're going, well, I don't really know what I want, then how will you know when you get it? Like, I had a client a little while ago who said, I want to be happy. I said, okay, well, what's happy? Describe happy. And he couldn't. He goes, well, I don't really know. I just want to have it. I said, okay, well, let's talk about what's missing that makes you think you're not happy. And ponder the question that what if you are happy and you don't know it because you've never taken the time to define it for yourself and experience and feel it. So sometimes on our journeys, we may have what we're looking for and what we want, but we haven't paid attention. But we all have goals, right? So what do you want? Write it down. Exactly, what do you want? Now, I always say this or something better, because one thing I have learned over the time is my very best idea today is gonna change, because as I grow and I evolve and I change, as you are growing and you are evolving and you are changing, the way you will experience the thing you want will shift. So it's not that it's wrong now or it's wrong later, but we want to be aware of the fact that sometimes it changes and it's okay. Reserve the right to change your mind. And at the same time, keep your eyes on what you say you want. Because otherwise, you're going to get distracted. Otherwise, you're going to lose it. Otherwise, you're not going to get there. Because if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? Right? And another thing I always say is this or something better. I do it with the car I bought, I did it with. I do it with my friendships. I have some really cool friends and that I've met in places I never expected because I was open to opportunities. And if I wasn't open to go to certain events or meet different people in different ways, I would never have met these people. And they're my really good friends. I would have thought I would have met people differently. So we never really quite know, right? So we want to have an idea of what we want and the qualities that go in it. And then the evidence procedure. How will I know when I have it? Now that's easy if it's a string of pearls or a car or a house. But how will you know when you have success? How will you know when you have joy? How will you know when you are experiencing a fulfilling relationship with yourself? How will you know when you're able to share that with another? How will you know? And that's a question that must be discerned within you. That's your authentic power. That is why we need neutral zones. To get away from the distraction, go within, breathe, and say, how will I know when I have it? Because most of the time, people don't know how they know when they're going to have it. Now, items, yes. But I'm also talking the deeper part of our lives. How will you know? How will you know when you have a satisfying relationship? Like really? How will you know when you are living your most authentic life? What will be your experience? What will be your experience mentally? What will be your experience physically? What will be your experience emotionally? What will be your experience socially? What will be your experience spiritually? What will be your experience on all those five levels when you have whatever it is you say you want? That takes a little bit of real time away to say, how will I know? If you don't know how you're going to know you're successful, then nobody knows. So I've seen people, I work with a lot of families and I help people out a lot, and I have friends too that are in relationships, whether they're friendships or intimate relationships, and they don't know how they know they're happy. Well, that kind of sets everybody up to just feel kind of blah or unfulfilled or frustrated or something. And we don't want to feel that way, do we? We want to be happy. We want to be successful. We want to have a nice life. Nobody wakes up every morning and saying, let me see how I can feel rotten today. We don't. And if we don't know our criteria and our evidence that we need, it's impossible to go for the goal. It's impossible to know what action to take or who to talk to or what to do. So as a mentor, I help people with that a lot. And it's funny because people say, well, you're a coach. And I'm like, no, I can coach. I'm also a counselor. I can do that. But that's not what a mentor is. A mentor is somebody who's got experience and knowledge and skill and ability in these very same areas to help shine the flashlight and help guide you in an overall life satisfaction. Some specific goals within that maybe need a little coaching, but that's not simply what I do at all. And so it's a bigger picture. And that's why I'm doing this video about your authentic power, because most of the work I do is helping people light up their inner fire and become inspired for their life again, so that then they can go out there and do what it is they're meant to do. And then I get to celebrate with them and help support that process, right? And ask good questions. I'm a great question asker. So, what do you really want? Number five, think of what would be unlived if today was your last day on earth. What would be unlived? You know, I think it was Wayne Dyer. Somebody said, don't die with your song in you, or something like that. It's the same idea, right? Don't allow yourself to have your heart's desire and that inner authentic part of you so closed up in there and so secret that it's eating away at you and it's not coming out into the world. I believe that we all come to this world to bring whatever our unique, special, perfect gift is. And they're all different. No two of us are bringing the same gift to this world. That's why we're here. And it's our collective gifts that put the puzzle together that either create a beautiful, magnificent picture or not. So it's our job to bring our gift out, right? Because if we don't bring our gift out, then what use is it? And so our purpose, our way, our reason for being is bringing out who we really are. So who are you? Like, really? And how are you showing it up, showing it to people? You have a voice just like I do. How are you using your voice for the highest and best good of all? The highest and best good of all, not of you. And remembering all includes you. So the whole martyrdom, the whole oh self-pity thing, that goes out the window. Because the highest good of all concerned is every human being, all people, right? And so disliking people and hating someone, that's not serving anybody. That doesn't mean we have to agree with them either, by the way, right? So what would happen if today was your last day on earth? What's not out there yet? What needs to come out? That's your authentic power, right? So it's fun to bring it out in us. It's fun to say, okay, let's go. Let's bring my inner self out. Now here's another little message. It can be messy. It can be really messy. Yes? Again, life can be very messy, like finger painting. I used to own a preschool many years ago, and we used to finger paint and with the little kids. And what we did is we took this, some kind of soap, I can't remember now, powdered soap, and we'd make just enough water and make a paste, and we'd use food coloring to make the colors. So when they painted with the finger paints, it was soap. And then when they washed their hands, the color would wash away, right? And down the sink. And so I kind of think of it that way a little bit, like we can finger paint, it gets really messy, but we can just add a little water and cleanse it and everything's beautiful again. And have a clean white slate and we get to play again. So what is it in you that's burning that needs to come out? And one of those, part of my unique skill in that is my intuition, where I can help see it with people and dial into them a little bit and say, okay, if I'm listening from my heart to your heart and I'm on this deeper level with you and it's just not the words, then where are we going? Where do you want to go, right? Where do you want to go? What do you want to bring to the world? I know you have a purpose in there, and I know you have a mission, and I know you want to bring it out. I know that. I also know that some people have been chided or upset or hurt or made fun of or bullied, and therefore they have stuffed that beautiful, authentic vision way deep inside. And so now is the time to bring it out, to start to heal, reconnect to yourself, that's what healing means, and to start allowing your real self to show up in safe ways. Because it's not okay to be bullied. I've been bullied, I've had it happen, I understand. And the more you step into your power with a safe person, the better your life becomes. And I had to step into my power with safe people. Multiples different of people through my life that had to be safe in order for me to step into my power. And I'm inviting you to find safe people to help you step into your power. It's important. It matters, and you matter. Period. You matter. I know you do. So if you need a safe person, I'll help you find one. Seriously, I will. I'm good at that. Because it's time. It's time for you to be free of that inner disconnection and to be free of any suffering and to bring out your power. So let's go for it. We don't want you to die with your music in you. It's time to be moving in a way that really serves you. So what would be unlived if you left Earth today? And what are you going to do to bring it out? It's not meant to be morbid. It's not meant to be, oh no, I don't want to think about that. No, it's meant to say, okay, well, what would I do? Really? And then that's what really matters, okay? So then number six is take a few days for your own health and well-being, kind of like a sabbatical, a retreat. Some people call them vision quests, personal journeys, whatever it is. Take time apart from your world 3 or 4 times a year, 3 to 5 days or more, and just be with yourself. Make it a personal journey. I have one scheduled coming up here in a few weeks, and I will be disconnecting from most of, you know, society, so to speak. And I'm going out to a really cool place in nature on the beach because I love the water. And I will be writing, and I will be journaling, and I will be meditating, and I will be doing things that feed my soul. Good music. I'm going to a city that has amazing culture and amazing live performances, and I'll be participating in that because those things feed me. So you need to decide what feeds you. Is it the mountains or the desert? A certain city? Or maybe it's what we all call staycation, right? Close the door, turn off everything, tell everyone you're on vacation and stay home. I've done that before. Tell everybody I'm leaving and then I'm really not anywhere, I'm home. And everybody thinks I'm gone, so I have peace. And it's okay to do that. So, several times a year, take time for you, for your own little personal retreat, your own little personal, you know, I call them sabbaticals. My other friend calls them vision quests. It's the same kind of idea of going within to let yourself recharge your batteries in a way that serves you. So no two of us are going to do it exactly the same. 10 of us might all go to the beach, but we're still going to recharge differently, right? So what recharges you? I'm a little bit more introverted, so my plans have a lot of alone time and some time with other people, friends that are going to come join me for bits. Another friend of mine is very extroverted, so she plans her time with tons of friends and tons of activity, and that's what feeds her soul. And then I have another friend who's kind of in the middle of us. He's hilarious, but he does kind of a little bit of both. He'll spend the first half of his time away by himself and the rest of it with somebody else. There's no wrong way again. There's just your way. But what's the important thing I want you to hear me say here is that it's important to invest in that time for yourself. Many years ago, I didn't do this. And I was burned out most of the time, stretching beyond what I needed to, and I wasn't really as happy as I could be. I was okay, but I wasn't really fulfilled and happy deep within because I was going like a machine. So I tell people, you're not a machine, right? You don't have to live in a way that isn't fulfilling and happy. We are not here to suffer. We are here to allow pain to move through us so we don't suffer, because suffering is holding on to pain, right? Pain is disconnection from our source. That's it. Disconnection from our source. Don't need to label it any further. We want to be connected. We get connected by getting away from all of the disconnection. Like, I'd work with a lot of gifted people, and a lot of them are coming away from electronics. I have a lot of books out, and I think 7 now or something. And when I ask my clients, what do you want, a book? Yes. Well, would you like hardback, softback, or an ebook? Give them choices. Now, I thought everybody would want an ebook, and I've been terribly wrong. Not one of my clients that I've offered a free book to has wanted the ebook. They've all wanted a print book, and every one of them mentioned why. What did they say? They wanted it so they could touch it and feel it. One of them loves to smell it because they have a thing. So you can't take the humanness out of us. We're not going to turn into automatons. We are not robots. You're not a robot. None of us are. So at the end of all of this electronic stuff and this great stuff that's going on that can really be used to support us, we're still human. We're still mammals. We still require recharge. We still require time away from ourselves so we can more authentically connect to others of the same species. And that's the point. We're here to connect with others. It's impossible to connect if you have a static field around you of pain and fear and gookiness. And that static field of pain and fear and gookiness, I call it, is what keeps away from you the very thing you seek. So it's important that we take these neutral zone times and we log what's going on, what insights we're having. We journal about our own life and we write some of our own stories, right? It's important that we take good care of ourselves and we honor who we are by protecting and dedicating this time for us because we are valuable people. You have great value whether you think it or feel it or know it. It's like gravity. You don't have to believe in gravity. You don't even have to understand it. But you have it and you're affected by it. You are a valuable person. Make sure you get really, really clear on what you really want in life. What do you really want? Let's go for it. I love helping people go after what they really want from their authentic place. Because then that smile and the beauty of the gift to the world is just beyond words. I love it. So, what do you really want? How are you going to live that if today is your last day on earth, that things don't go unlived? That your kindness and your compassion and your love and your care are expressed and known. How are you going to do that? Each of us does it a little different, but how are you? It's time to ask these questions. It's important. And then make sure that you take time for yourself. Away. 3 to 5 days or longer a few times a year. Working like a slave for 50 weeks out of the year or 51 weeks out of the year and taking a few days off here and there, that's not going to get it. The traditional way we've done it in this society is burning people out. That's why there's so much anger and discord around. People are exhausted because we have not been taught properly of how to take care of ourselves, like on a deep soul level. And that includes hydration and the way we exercise and what we do, but that's not what this is about. This is about that deep, authentic power that you possess that is really wanting to emerge. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling irritated, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like your life is on pause and you can't get it going, those are all signs that it's time to connect to that authentic power and see what it's telling you so you can decide what next steps to take. Right? You need another person on the journey with you who's a trusted other person to support you because all humans, our brains, require connection to other human beings. So none of this is meant to be kept secret or alone. It's meant to be brought to safe people so that you can connect and bring it together as time allows. So I hope this video has been really helpful. I've had a really fun time talking to you because it really matters that we use our authentic power, we find our authentic power, and the best way I have ever figured it out is to use a neutral zone. Use a time where you can be away from the world for a little while and then you can see what's going on. So I hope this has been helpful for you, and until the next video, be well. Thank you for listening. I trust you gained some valuable inspiration and information. Please join me and other visionaries in the Someone Gets Me Facebook group. Or for more information on my services and additional episodes, visit someonegetsme.com. Again, thanks for listening.